Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, today marks exactly 60 years since the passage of United Nations Security Council Resolution 186, which, among other things, created the UN's peacekeeping force in Cyprus. The force was created in response to the outbreak of intercommunal violence on the island, which had begun the previous December with the Bloody Christmas of 1963. There are currently 792 peacemakers present on the island, the majority of whom hail from the United Kingdom, Argentina and Slovakia. Following the Turkish invasion of the island and the subsequent population exchange, the force's task effectively transformed into manning the buffer zone between those two sides and has stayed that way ever since. Keeping the peace is not a cheap activity, with the force's current annual budget standing at €51,817,236. A sizable proportion of this budget is financed by the government of Cyprus and by Greece. Moving on, a poll showed Nikos Christodoulidis' popularity to have greatly diminished since his election as president a year ago. The poll, commissioned by newspaper Philelefteros and carried out by Pulse Market Research during the last week of February, showed just 26% of Cypriots to be satisfied with Christodoulidis, while 69% are dissatisfied with him. These figures represent an unprecedented drop in public satisfaction with Christodoulidis, who just a year ago had satisfied 41% of respondents in a poll commissioned by the same company. Satisfaction with the president's handling of the economy is also at a lower rate than ever recorded by Anastasiadis, at just 25%. On the matter of the Cyprus problem, Christodoulidis has satisfied a lower proportion of voters than any single year's polling regarding Anastasiadis or even his predecessor Dimitris Christofias. Elsewhere, one in three Cypriots is overweight, the Cyprus Association of Dietitians and Nutritionists said. Ahead of Monday's World Obesity Day, the association released a set of statistics which show that 36.1% of Cypriots aged between 20 and 80 years old are overweight, while 29.6% are considered to be at a normal weight. In scientific terms, the association noted, obesity and overweightness are defined as abnormal or excessive accumulation of fat which threatens health. They described obesity as a global epidemic, explaining that it is recognized as a disease by the World Health Organization and the European Union. They added that it is associated with other diseases, including type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular diseases, cancer, musculoskeletal problems, and even mental health problems such as depression. Obesity and its consequences cause around 337,000 excess deaths in Europe per year, while costing €70 billion in reduced economic output. And finally, Archbishop Yorgos said on Sunday that Turkey is planning a complete occupation of Cyprus. "The Turks' plans are very clear," he said. "They are calling not just for a consolidation of what has been done, but for the complete occupation of Cyprus." He also appealed to the Greek government and Hellenism in general, warning them not to leave Cyprus in the hands of Turkey. "If this last bastion of Hellenism falls, the deconstruction of the whole of Greece will begin," he said, adding that Hellenism must fight together at all costs. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. For more news, analysis and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.